It's a lot more private here at Carleton than it's, I don't know if private is the right word, personal. It's a lot more having to motivate myself because there isn't a masjid in town. I was really lucky about was I had a fantastic, very, very open and very, like, the most loving girl as my roommate. And, like, I explained to her at the beginning of the year, so I'm going to pray in here. I figured out the direction and all that sort of stuff. And I was like, so here's what's going to go down, basically. Five times a day, I'm going to be in here, and I'm going to be facing that wall, and I'm going to be praying, and just, I told her, like, if you ever, ever have any questions about it, please, please, please ask me. And she did ask me. It was a lot more, it was really easy. She made it a lot easier for me to lay down what I needed rather than just being like, bam, like, this is what I need from you when I'm praying. She asked me, like, well, is there anything I should do? Like, should I not talk? Should I not play music? And I was like, yes, that's exactly what you should do. Thank you so much for bringing it up for me. The first few times were awkward because she tried to talk to me, not realizing, like, I was praying. But she was so sweet about it. I personally cannot see a life where I don't involve my family. Mm-hmm. And if my family is going to be an important part of my life, there's just some things I know that my dad won't accept, some things I know that my mom won't be comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And, like, barring, like, I don't want to be cut off from them mm-hmm. over silly things like this. Mm-hmm. So it was important for, that's why it was important for me, I guess, to come up with ways that we could both kind of win. Because I wasn't going to be happy sitting at home all the time, and they weren't going to be happy having me out all the time. So, I mean, it's what every family really has to do, like compromise on curfews and, like, allowances and stuff like that. But first generation, I think there's just that added layer of, it's like not only what your parents want you to do, but the fact that their expectations are just so different from the very beginning. I think, I guess, advice for Muslim youth today would really be to make your Muslim identity part of who you are and not something separate that you have to keep referring back to. It's very important for you, I think, especially in your teenage years, where your identity is something you're always questioning, to be very deliberate about making your religion part of your identity and not a side of yourself and not something separate from who you are.